Today's mitzvah is Taf Kuf Chaf Tes, mitzvah 529, the Isser of Baltashchis, the Isser of cutting down fruit trees and other destructive behavior, which amazingly, Bahashkacha, those listening might not be listening to it today, today is Tu B'Shvat, and there's no better mitzvah to discuss on Tu B'Shvat than this mitzvah. Says the Torah also in the context of Milchama. Says the Torah, Ki Satsur El Ir Yamim Rabim Lihilachem Alel Lesafsa, when we surround the city for many days. Lo Sashchis Es Eitza, do not destroy the trees. Lindoach Alav Garzed, to cut it down with an axe. Why? Ki Mimenu Tochel, because from it you shall eat. Vosola Sichros, you shall not cut it down. Ki Ha'adam Eitz Hasada Lavomi Panecha Bamatzar. A very enigmatic pasuk, which many Mepharshim deal with. We'll try to, Bezrem, at the end, if we have time, the comparison of a person to a tree. A tree is like a person, and therefore we have special status given to a tree, a fruit tree, and therefore we're not allowed to cut it down. Rak Eitz Asher Teda Ki Lo Eitz Ma'achalhu. Only a tree that you know for sure is not a fruit-bearing tree. Osos Hashchis V'charata, those you could cut down. Even if your kavana is to make it more difficult for the enemy, one not allowed to cut down the fruit trees. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give you the nitzachon, the victory, even without cutting down the fruit trees. Those are not allowed to be cut down. Uvanisa Matzar Ala'ir Asher Hiyosa Osam Memchaba Ad Ridita. This is the marker for the Isra of Baltashchis. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenimnanu, Milichros HaYilanos, Kishenatzer Alir. We're not allowed to cut down the trees when we besiege a city. Kedei Lo Hatzer, La Anshei HaIr, Ulachiv Libosam. In order to make it more difficult for those inside. Make it difficult in other ways. But not by cutting down the fruit trees. V'yalzeh Ne'amar, says the chinuch, under this lav is also any destructive behavior. Kigon, lisrof, to burn, o likra beged, to burn or rip up a beged, o lishaber kli levatala, or to break something for no reason. Stam, that is Baal Tashlis, destructive behavior. Chazal say, you violate Baal Tashlis. The Gemara tells a story there in Mesechus Kiddushin about somebody who ripped a beged in order to test somebody else. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to do that. Everything is included in the Isser. Mikol Makom, the Chinuch though mentions, and this is what the Rambam holds, at least in one place, Ein Malkin El Bekotes Ilani Ma'echal Shumufurish Bakasuv. It's all Aser D'Oraisa, but you're only going to get Malkus for cutting down fruit trees, because that's what's explicit. Aval Bishar Ashchasos, destroying clothing or Kalim, Makin Oso Makas Mardus, one gets Makas Mardus for that. That is the language of the Rambam, is very unclear what is included in the Daraisa. What's clear is that you only get Malkus for cutting down fruit trees. What about the other elements of Baltashchis? Is that Daraisa without Malkus? Is that only Durabanan? You get different impressions from the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. If you read the Rambam says, to start off, Veloha Ilanos Bilvad, Elakala Meshaber, Kalim Makaria, Begadim, Behoris, Binyan, Visose Ma'ayan, any type of destructive behavior, closing up a well, Uma'abed Ma'acholos, destroying food. Doesn't say about just not finishing your food. Maybe that's an extension. Destroying food. Derech hashchasa over below tashchis. You violate it. Ve'en aloke alamakas mardus midivrayim. You only get malkas midirabanan. So the simple interpretation of the Rambam is that it's all daraisa, but you're only going to get malkas for what is mefurish bakasuf. That is a discussion in the Achronim, exactly what the Rambam Shita is, but what's clear is malkas is only for cutting down the fruit trees. The Ramban, in his Hosafas to Mitzvah Saseh, again, as he did yesterday, or the last couple of days, he adds on another mitzvah here. Not only the Lo Saseh at the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch quote, the Rambam also counts in Aseh, in Mitzvah Aseh Vav. The sixth mitzvah the Ramban adds on, Shid Savinu Kishanatsur Elir, Lechol Min Ha'ilano Shebikvula, Kol Yimei HaMatzor. Not only is there an Isser to destroy, we have the mitzvah to eat from the fruit trees. It's an Isser Aseh, there's an Isser to cut it down, and there's a Mitzvah Aseh that the Ramban quotes in terms of partaking of them. What's the message of that Ramban? So let's get into that right now. What's the Yesod? What's the Shorish? What's behind the Isser of Baltashchis? There are two very different ideas that one might suggest. The first one is the simple interpretation, and that is because if you destroy something, you can no longer benefit from it. and you are destroying something good HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. That's exactly what the Nitziv says right here. Ki mimenu tochel, dekol ma shenitzrach lahanos adam, anything given to a person to enjoy, mitzvah shelo lahashchis, elo lanos mimenu. If Hashem gives you something to enjoy, enjoy it. And if I destroy it, then I'm denying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like throwing it back in God's face. And that is totally inappropriate. The focus is the hana'ah that is now lacking now that I destroyed it. And maybe that's what the Ramban is trying to emphasize. The fact that the Ramban counts as separate mitzvahs aseh, maybe to enjoy, to get benefit, maybe that highlights and helps us understand the los aseh. That, you know, it is not acceptable to do this to something that there's a mitzvah aseh to enjoy. It's even maybe hinted to in the Svarno. The Svarno says, "Ki mimenu tochel shetichbo sha'aretz b'li safek v'tochal mimenu kishalo tashchisehu." Again, you have to not destroy it because you should eat from it. That is all one idea of the message of Altashchis. It's all about the lack of benefit that you will be able to get after you destroy it. But there's a totally different idea as well, and that's said right here in the Sefer HaChinuch. Shorash HaMitzvah Yadua. The Chinuch says he does not focus at all on the benefit that is lost, but he focuses on what destructive behavior does to the person. He becomes a destroyer. Shehu kedei lalamid nafshenu. Why do we have an Israel batashchis? To teach us. Le'ehov hatov v'hatoeles ulihi davekbo. To love what's good and profitable and stick with it. Umitoch kach tigdak manu hatova. And through this, the good will be with us. V'narchik mikol davara mikol davar hashchasa. I will stay away from anything destructive and negative. V'zeo derech ha-chasidim v'anshe ma'isa. Ohavim shalom usmechim. B'tov avrios, the derech chasidim, they love the good and they're happy with goodness to people. U'mekarvim osam la-torah. V'lo yovdu afilu garger shel chardol ba'olam. They won't destroy it. As the saying goes, he won't even hurt a fly. That's the saying. That's it is. V'yetzer aleim b'choli v'adon v'ashchasa sheyiru. Any type of destructive or behavior or destruction, it pains them and it hurts them because they are positive figures. V'im yuchlu lahatzil, and if they could save anything, yatzilu kol davar b'hashchus bal karcham. That's what the message is for bal tashchus. The chinuch says nothing about a potential benefit, but it's all about the person himself. It does, the focus of what the action does. Two very different ideas. These two ideas are mentioned in Rashi. Rashi and Tainus on the Chafim Abeis. When the Gemara says, discussing certain types of fruit that are edible for humans, the Gemara says, don't give it to your animal. If humans can benefit from something, don't give it to the animal. Why? Rashi says there, two deis, amazingly. Number one, mishum bizui ochlin. It's disgraceful. Demechzi keboet betova. It appears that you are rejecting the goodness. Shehishpia HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam. That Hashem was mashpia on you. Right? Says Rashi that you are, you know, rejecting what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. No focus on the hana'ah that's lost. Inami, mishum dechasa Torah, mamonet she Yisrael, the Torah is rachmanis on Jews' assets. Vitzarak lenahar, vahoch lemakam acher. Rather, don't give it to an animal. Put it somewhere where humans can enjoy it. Umotzino son b'nei Adam, vahoch lenosan. Kach shamati, says Rashi. The second day is that, no, don't give it to your animal because you can enjoy it. Again, these two deos in Rashi. It might even be alluded to. The two ideas of Baal Tashchis. Number one, you're destroying and you're not going to be able to get benefit from it. Or number two, it's affecting you. You are becoming a destroyer. Might even be hinted to in the Psukim. Because if you look at the Psukim, there's two phrases. What does the Torah say? Lo sashchis es eitza lindoach alav garzen ki mimenu tochel voso lo sikros. Right? Number one, don't eat because you can eat from it. That sounds like the number one, the benefit. Then there's an asnachta. There's a stop. And then we have another phrase, ki ha'adam eats asada lavo mifanecha b'matzar. There's some other more type of symbolic phrase. Man is like a tree and you can't act like this. Just like you can't destroy a tree, you can't destroy a person. So even the pasuk might have the double phrasing. There are many nafkaminas that one could suggest based on these two understandings of Baal Tashchis. The first major one is that, what about if there's a greater benefit to, in terms of cutting it down? Let's keep reading the Sefer HaChinuch. Midini HaMitzvah. Mashar Mezachar Nol Vracha. Shlo Asar Torah. Shlo Lokitz. Ilani Maichel. Obakotzi. Yisozom Derech HaShchasa. The Isser is when it's totally destructive and there's no benefit. If there is a positive, if there's something important, there's a greater value in having it cut down, so then it will be mutter. You could get more money for the lumber of the tree than you can for the fruit. Or it's causing damage. There are other more valuable trees, and this tree is taken away from the nourishment of those trees. Or, right, if there is an added benefit, so then it's mutter. And that's what the Taz writes in Yeredeya and Kuftez Zayin. The Taz there first notes that the Shulchan Aruch does not have Hilchos Bal Tashchis. It's a mystery. The Taz wonders, Kuftez Zayin Vav, why the Shulchan Aruch does not mention Bal Tashchis. Unclear. The Torah, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. But the Taz writes about it in Yeredeya there, and he says, he was asked if a person is allowed to chop down a tree in order to build a house, and he says, yes! Person wants to build a house in this area, right? Sarach Mekomo. The Gemara says there in Baba Kama, Daf Tzadi Aleph, that if something, as the Chinuch Shah said, if it's worth more in lumber, it's mutter to chop down. And the Rush adds to the Gemara, Sarach Mekomo. Sarach Mekomo is mutter. And that's what the Taz writes right over there. Umizehi tarti la'echad, shahayelo karka imilanos. Lakutz ilanos, I let him to chop down the trees. Afal pi shiesh plan peiros. Kedei livnos beis dira aleh. He wants to live. He wants to build a house. A house is much more valuable to a person than just to have a tree there. So that is the Rush, Tzarech Makomo, and the Taz. There's discussions, the Binyan Siyan has a tshuva, the Aruch Laner, where he discusses that not all Shitos in Rishonim quote this heter of Tzarech Makomo. So he says, nobody says Beferish that Tzarech Makomo is Aser, but they don't quote it. So he says maybe people would argue on it, so therefore maybe the Taz is not such a Davar Pashit, but that is the heter of the Taz. There is another element that is brought up in terms of cutting down trees based on that Gemara in Baba Kama. Because the Gemara there talks about an issue of Sakana. The Gemara says, Amar Rav, Dikla Deton Kava Asur Lemikse. A tree that has a certain amount of fruit, you're not allowed to cut it down. Amar Rebbe Chia, Lo Shchiva Shichachas Bri Ela Dekatz Teinasa Belo Zimna. Whoa. He says, my son, Rebbe Chia says, his son died because he cut down a fruit tree not in his proper time. That is the issue of Sakana. On the surface, Rav Asher Weiss points this out, it should be that the issue of Sakana only applies when you don't have a reason to cut it down, meaning when it's not halachically sanctioned, that's when the Sakana applies. That's the simple how we would understand this al pi nigla. The problem is that Poskim quote this issue of Sakana even where there are excuses. And Poskim are very scared to matir cutting down trees, even if there are good excuses. If it's pikuach nefesh, it's poison berries, of course. But if there, even if there are other reasons, Poskim say get a non-Jew to do it, you know, remove the whole tree with the roots and plant it somewhere else. There is even Poskim who are usually never influenced by Kabbalah and by Nistar, because this is in the Gemara, it is something that is acknowledged by the Poskim. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in Simen Ayin Vav about this issue of Sakana. He quotes the Taz based on the Rush, and he is a little nervous about it. He says at the end, Vayotze Mizeladina, this is what comes out, Medina. Actually, this is the Binyan Sion first. He quotes the Shelos Yavetz, who deals with the issue of Sakana. So at the end, says the Binyan Sion, Dehecha de Meula Bedamim, O Shetzarach Lemkomo Muzer Liksos. If you really need the money, and the context there was that people couldn't get married unless they cut down the tree because they needed a place to live. So he says, you could cut it down. But, Umuter Liksos Mishi Agilo Arevach, Oi de Atzma, Oi de Shlucha, Veinkan Isro Sakana, Avali Yisrael Acher, Sherotza Lasos Bishvilo Latova. So if it doesn't connect to you directly, you should not do it. And I takana achas kasa vashilas yavetz v'hizgim imo achasam sofer. There are ways to lessen the Sakana issue. Number one, sheyakari lanosim sharasheyan, sheyicholon lichyos bimenek shirote makom acher, replant it somewhere else, or have a non-Jew cut it down, or sell the tree to a goy before he cuts it down. All of these sakanos, because again, this Kabbalistic sakana issue when it comes to trees, again, focused on ki ha'adam eitz hasadeh. There are other nafkaminas though to this issue of, is the issue of Bal Tashchis Is the Isser at root an issue of just losing Hana, or is it no, because I'm affected and I become a destructive person in the context? What happens, the Rishonim discuss, the Meiri and the Six Berakhot and Brachos, what if the Chefetz, the tree, you just trim it? What about trimming a fruit tree? Is that a problem? It's still going to be there. So again, am I, the Meiri mentions in there in Brachos Lamed Vav that it's not a problem. So says the Achronim. Maybe it depends on our issue. If the issue is just benefits, then you're going to get benefit from the tree. If you just trim it, it's no problem. If it's an issue of the Maisa Hashchasa itself, then it could be a problem too, even in this context. Or what about Pachas Mikashir? The Gemara in Brachos discusses on Daf Nun Beis throwing bread. Not allowed to throw bread. Are you allowed to throw or destroy little tiny crumbs? So Tosas there says, no, still not a good idea, even though it's Pachos Mikashir. It's Pachos Mikashir. And other Achronim say, no, the Birka Yosef writes, in Simen Kufpei, in the Hilchas of Betzias Apas, if the crumbs don't add up to a Kazayas, then it's no problem. So again, it might be connected to our issue. If you say that it's totally on Hana'ah, so then maybe less than a Kazayas is not recognized as potential Hana'ah. So no problem. If it's the Maisa Ashchasa itself, so then that would be a problem because you don't look at the amount, you just look at the act that is being done. Again, this is a big issue in terms of Baal Tashchis. Good, let's continue. Says the Sefer HaChinuch now, turning over, Vedera Klau, Asru Chachamim, besides talking about trees, actually before we get to the general point, there's another important issue discussed by the Achronim about trees. What is the Torah's Lashon here? If you know for sure that it's not a fruit tree, then it's mutter. Discusses the Minchas Chinuch, discusses the Yagdil, other Achronim, the Yagdil Torah has a discussion of this right here in our Pasuk. What do you mean? What if you're Mesupik? What if you're Mesupik whether it is a fruit tree or not? So should we apply the normal principles of Safek D'Oraisa? Remember the famous Shita of the Rambam. Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra is itself a Din D'Rabbanan. So Safek D'Oraisa, according to the Rambam, is L'Kula. So is that why? Is this Pasuk a riot to the Rambam? Because the Pasuk says that only if you know for sure it's not a fruit tree, it's mutter. Mashma, that if it's a suffix, that it's going to be usur, right? And that's why the Pasuk has to say it here. Or is this a riot the Pasuk has to say it here? So usually you wouldn't say that. So this is a discussion how this fits in. But either way, the Pasuk is, why do you have to know for sure? Let's say, according to the Rov Rishonim, that suffix d'araisa l'chumra is an isur, is l'chumra d'araisa. So even if you don't know for sure, even if you're mesupik, why should there be a difference? Says the Ksava HaKabbalah, I'll explain it to you. First he quotes the question that the Achronim ask on the Rambam. The Rambam who says, you always go Lakula. So here, why? V'zaris gadola, shakara boseidav aposkim, ein roev, ein mekitz ala kasav azeh, lo'orer alav, v'lomer botam. Isn't this a problem with the Shita of the Rambam? Says the Ksava HaKabbalah, no. The reason is, you can't bring any rayas pro or con, Rambam, other Rishonim, in this regard. This is a different type of suffix. What do you call this suffix? You're not sure if it's a fruit tree or not. What do you mean you don't know if it's a fruit tree or not? Go ask your local gardener. Go ask somebody who's an expert. This isn't a suffix in halacha. You're not sure if something is tameh or tar or kosher or treif. This is a suffix in reality. Is this a fruit tree or not? Go ask your gardener. And that type of suffix is not called a suffix, says the Ksava Kabbalah. It's your fault. Right, you should go ask. The suffix zem hu ilan ma'achol alo, elenu rak machmas chisaron chachma v'yedia. V'chal ha'mis aseik be'inyan netiyas ilanos davar pashadu etzlo. Livchon v'ladas ezeh ilan srak v'ilu ilan ma'achol. Even the Rambam, who says suffix d'arais ala chumra, is only a din d'rabanan, would agree it by this suffix. That you have to be machmir. Why? Because it's your fault. You should be able to research and get the answer. And therefore, it says the Ksava Kabbalah that this isn't a raya to anybody, and it's a different type of suffix. Suffix yediya is not called a suffix in halacha, and you got to figure it out, and you got to be machmir. Okay, we continue. Derek klalas ruch zechernam levracha. Lasos kol davar shel hashchasa. The chiddush continues and says, obviously, this doesn't only apply by trees, but pashtus even aser d'oraisa, even though no malchus, it applies to any destructive behavior. And the Gemara says in Shabbos that if somebody acts in a destructive behavior, not only is he violating Baal Tashchis, but it's ki'ilu oved avodah zarah. It's avodah zarah. If somebody call a kohes, ki'ilu oved avodah zarah. If somebody gets angry and acts in this way, then they're basically worshipping themselves. Right? They're out of control. Shekein darko shel yetzahara, says the Gemara there. This is the way of the Yetzirah. Hayom Rebbe Lo Ase Kain, today, break this. Vim Yamin Oso, Yomachar Yomar Lo Lecha Voda Voda Zara. Little by little, you'll be put in charge of your own life. You won't focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that will be Terrible. Yes, says the Chinuch, there are stories in the Gemara where certain rabbis acted angry in order to achieve a certain purpose, but that is so difficult for someone in our day and age to fake it, to act angry, but to still be totally in control underneath, says, but that's what they did, and that's how you have to understand those stories. And this answer applies, b'chol makom v'chol zman, b'zachar min akevus, it applies to men, it applies to women, it applies always. The Isra bat hashchis does not only apply to trees, it applies to any destructive behavior. If somebody violates this, b'zman hazeh, he ends off, al shar hashchasa, b'chol shar dvarim she'enim before Russian, makin oso, makas mardus. What gets makas mardus? Good. And just, again, we didn't get to mention, maybe just to mention one idea. Ki ha'adam eitz hasada, there are many different pshatim given on the comparisons between people and trees. The Chida writes that a tree produces based on the more you're mashkia in it, the more care and the more development and the more you focus on a tree, the more fruit it gives. So too on our own neshamas. The more we focus, the more we give, the more we're mashkia. And a tree can't live without water. And we can't live without Torah. A tree produces every season. We need to produce every day of our lives. A tree needs avir. We need an avira. We need, just the tree needs sun shining on it. We need a Rebbe to shine on ourselves, to inspire us. Right? The many comparisons, ki adam eitz hasada, and we all have to learn from the tree and learn from the mitzvah of Baal Tashcha. So we are nearing the end. Only have a couple more mitzvahs left. Two more mitzvahs. In Parsha Shoftim, the two mitzvahs related to Egla Arufa.